This is BOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky continues his efforts to shore up support of Western allies, that is, with a visit to Canada. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Zelensky will address the Canadian Parliament Friday. It comes a day after he met with President Biden and members of Congress, delivering an upbeat message on the war's progress. But he did not address a joint session. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy explaining.
Zelensky asked for a joint session. We just didn't have time. He's already given a joint session.
McCarthy's dealing with a hard right flank in the Republican Party, some of whom have been raising questions about ongoing U.S. aid to Ukraine. The speaker says Zelensky addressed that directly and honestly.
I think Zelensky has been making some changes that have been requested. He has a new defense minister. He got rid of five other individuals in there on the procurement side that I think has been giving people some doubt of what was happening.
Zelensky's visit to Canada is his first since Russia invaded Ukraine in February last year. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A U.S. contractor originally from Ethiopia has been arrested on espionage charges, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The Justice Department says a government contractor is accused of providing a foreign country classified information that he downloaded and printed from his work computer system. Abraham Teklu Lema, who is originally from Ethiopia, had a top secret security clearance and access to classified information through contracting positions with the Departments of State and Justice. He is accused of using an encrypted messaging application to transmit maps, photographs, and satellite imagery to the foreign government. Court papers do not identify the country Lema is accused of spying for, but the documents do refer to travel back and forth over the past year and a half to a country where he has family ties. Norman Hall, Washington.
For more news, please join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. is reporting a significant rise in unauthorized border crossings at its border with Mexico, particularly in areas like Eagle Pass, Texas, where the mayor issued a state of emergency. The U.S. plans to send more enforcement at the border, including additional military personnel on top of the 2,500 state National Guards members to support border officers on the ground. Sudan's army chief warned Thursday at the United Nations that months of war could spill over in the region as he urged for international pressure on the paramilitary unit he is fighting. General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, the de facto ruler of Sudan since 2021's coup, alluded to the rival Rapid Support Forces ties with Wagner, the Russian mercenary group hit by Western sanctions over alleged abuses in Africa. India has suspended visa services for Canadian citizens as a rift between the two countries widened. We get more from the AP's Karen Chalmers.
The rise in tensions come after Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau this week said India may have been involved in the killing of a Canadian citizen. Trudeau believes India was involved in the assassination of Sikh separatist Hardeep Singh Nijjar, who had been wanted by India for years. Indian External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Arindam Bagshi confirmed a temporary suspension of all visa services for Canadians.
Accordingly, our High Commission and consulates are temporarily unable to process visa applications.
The suspension means that Canadians who don't already have visas will not be able to travel to India until services resume. I'm Karen Chamas.
In other news, we get this report from AP correspondent Tiffany Wong on a tropical weather threat to the eastern United States.
The National Hurricane Center issued a tropical cyclone warning for parts of the East Coast on Thursday. Senior hurricane specialist Richard Pash from the center says the storm is projected to land a few hundred miles to the southeast of Charleston, South Carolina, and move north from there.
We think it's going to develop into a tropical storm with maximum winds reaching probably 50 to 60 miles per hour. We expect it to move across the coast of eastern North Carolina. Friday night, early Saturday.
Residents in the coastal area should be careful about potential flooding and monitor weather advisories from the National Hurricane Center and local officials. I'm Tiffany Wong.
Brazil's firefighters in the northwestern state of Bahia are battling wildfires, fanned, that is, by strong winds and abnormally high temperatures for the season. So far, there are no reports of casualties. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.